Jesse Jackson and his gang, unquote. When I talked about testosterone a little while ago and how so many people lack it, one thing is for sure, Mayor Kahana does not lack courage, chutzpah, call it whatever you will, we know it as guts.
Right.
This audience, but introduce him I do. He's Mayor Kahana of the Jewish Defense League, but I think much more than that. Mayor Kahana, you promised that you would return, and indeed you have kept that promise, returning on the 25th of April. And according to some people, you've come back in your familiar role as, and I quote, a troublemaker.
Well, I think that probably throughout history, it's the troublemakers of this world that have been the ones that in the end have put an end to real trouble. Jesse Jackson is trouble. I mean, he is real trouble for America. I can't get over the fact that there are so many people in this country that have turned into lemmings. A lemming is a small rat-sized animal, and he has a curious habit. Every so often, whole herds of them, for no obvious reason, suddenly dash up a precipice and throw themselves off the cliff and kill themselves. I must tell you, there are lemmings. I can't believe when I see not only Jews, but otherwise ordinary sane people embracing this fellow, this shallow demagogue who is a hater of the First Order, who is as much a Klansman as any white Klansman who ever lived. And the double standard, it's a triple standard. If Jesse Jackson would be white, my God, the B'nai B'rith would see red. When we came out back in November and we said Jackson is bad for Jews and for America, the attacks by the Jewish leadership, by people like Alexander Schindler, by the B'nai B'rith, were incredible. The attacks not against Jackson, but against us. And all the nonsense that they said, well, he can't win. Well, of course, he's smarter than all of them combined. He knew he couldn't win. He wasn't aiming to win the presidency. He was aiming for what he has now already in his pocket, power, political power. I've come back and I've taken off 3.5 weeks that I can ill afford to take off. I'm, of course, running for Knesset in Israel. But I'm so upset and so disturbed and so frightened. I mean, this man made both Time and Newsweek's cover in their issues. We're aiming at something else. We're aiming at that weaselly-mouthed Walter Mondale. The one way to stop Jesse Jackson from using his power brokerage, it takes two to tango. If Mondale won't broker with him, then Jackson will have no power. And we're demanding that Walter Mondale make a clear-cut statement that he will have nothing to do with his black racist Ku Klux Klanner. And if he doesn't, then I'm going to be running around this country calling upon Jews, don't vote Democrat this election. Mondale thinks that he has the Jews in his pocket. Well, don't give him a penny, don't give him money, and don't give him votes until he stands up and makes the statement that he should make. No dealings with Jesse Jackson.
Many questions arise in listening to what you've just said. You allude to the fact you're running for the Knesset in Israel. Well, then, if you're running for the Knesset in Israel, then that's where your concerns would be. People could say, if that's where you're running for public office, what are you doing interfering in an American election?
First of all, Bob, our world today is one world. The reason why Ronald Reagan is so, and rightly, interested in Central America. Well, you can ask, well, it's none of his business. That's not true. That's not true. That's our business. That's our business there. Not a question of defending democracy. Stop that. Let's be open and speak the truth, democracy or not. There's a difference between a dictatorship which doesn't interfere with American rights and one which threatens America. Let's say it openly. And over here too, Jesse Jackson is a threat not only to America, to Israel, to the free world. I have here a copy of Freedom Ways magazine. Freedom Ways is put out by the Communist Party USA. And it's a magazine. They have various magazines aimed at various ethnic groups. And this is aimed at blacks. Now, bear in mind, this is the Communist Party USA official black magazine. The lead article in it is by a man named Wyatt T. Walker. Now, Wyatt T. Walker, I debated Walker on the Brown Journal, the Tony Brown Journal. He is the national coordinator for Jesse Jackson. Incredible article.
Why did he write that article? He's not a member of the Communist Party.
Of course not.
No.
Of course not. Never. You're right. Nevertheless, he is... You don't have to be white to be pink. You can be black, and you can have views that are very, very similar. And when he writes an article such as the establishment of Israel was at least an error, but more likely a crime, and as for the military tactics of the PLO, the history of the rape of their people's land dictates the singular objection of reestablishing a homeland by any means necessary, and when this article, when this magazine carries an article by a black congressman, Gus Savage, who was also a Jackson backer, America in the wrong, well then, there is a totality of interest between America and Israel and every freedom-loving nation and every freedom-loving person.
This is tangential, perhaps, but Wyatt Walker has been a guest on this station, never on my program, but he has been a guest on another program and was lauded by the host as though he were some special great person. I suspect, and this is pure surmise on my part, that the only reason he was lauded was because of this almost indefinable hold that black Americans, and in some cases black America, has on other people.
There is no question that while most human beings breathe air, most liberals breathe guilt. And this is part of this. You know, I think someone would do an immense doctorate in abnormal psychology, in studying the insidious, corrosive effect of guilt. Most to the point, in terms of Jews who did so much for blacks over the decades, for them to now admit that it was wrong is to admit that their entire life was a lie. For all the people in Great Neck or in Greater Neck who used to raise funds for Stokely Carmichael, and then he turned around and, to my delight, slapped them in the you know, kisser. Well, they are almost bound. They are bound because they haven't got the courage to get up and say, we were wrong. And so that's why you can have a full page ad in the Village Voice signed by some sick group called Jewish Americans for Jesse Jackson. Now, if they're as much Americans as they're Jewish, and I, you know them, people like Abby Hoffman, they're pretty, you know, it's probably like the Holy Roman Empire, not holding that Roman Empire, hardly Jewish or anything else. And yet, these are Jews. So like Barry Commoner, who, the lowest common type that you can find. There is an incredible inability on my part to begin to understand such people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Kahn is with us, and we're going to go open phones at 343-WMCA, 343-WMCA. Not concerned for his well-being, because the Louis Farrakhans of this country play for keeps.
These lunatics as being tough guys. Tremendous problems to Jewish storekeepers. We decided to put an end to this myth, invincibility. And we sent 75 of our boys into Harlem, right to the Black Panther office, and we notified them in advance. And we said, we're coming down and you can come out and meet us. And they didn't come out.
Hmm.
The fact of the matter is that a bully lives on his reputation. And we intend to put an end to the reputation of
this nut out in Chicago. May 20th, we're going out to the temple.
Oh.
And we're going to demonstrate in front of the temple. And anytime Louis would like to come out, we'll be ready for Louis. And if anyone out there would like to join us, you can come. We have chartered buses. Just call 646-1552. Make a reservation. We will tell you where we're meeting. And if Louis would like to come with us, we'll keep a seat open right next to me.
Okay. Coming from anybody else, I might have my doubts. But coming from you, I know you mean it. You're on WMCA. Mayor Kahana is here. Hello.
Bob, I'm Jay.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a little upset with the rabbi. You know, rabbi, you started out with a good idea. What you just said was a beautiful idea, but you left it. Why bother going around making all these political speeches about Jesse Jackson and his Louis Farrakhan? Why not go around and start setting up paramilitary organizations and just keep quiet about it? And if they try something, you just get rid of them. That's all.
Because I'm smarter than you are. Because Jesse Jackson is not walking around setting up groups. Jesse Jackson lets these hoods do it. But Jesse Jackson is running for the presidency, running for power. And if I left it up to people like you, he'll become president. So therefore, because I am smart, and I know that you have to combine both things, toughness and also brains, and that a Jewish fist has to be attached to a good Jewish head, that's why I do the things that I do.
I disagree with you.
Well, that's what makes ball games, and that's what makes me and you.
All right. Thank you for your call. You're on WMCA. Hello, New Jersey.
Yes, Bob. This is Marion calling.
Yes.
I would like to ask the rabbi why our Jewish leaders haven't given more publicity to the anti-Semitism that is going on in Mexico, where Jews who have lived there many years are fleeing, and why they have not organized another boycott of that country.
Well, I don't know about, Mexico. I don't know. I certainly do know that there's anti-Jewish feeling there, and it's been there for many, many, many years. I think that what happens is that the Jews of Mexico are the ones that are keeping the thing quiet. If you've ever been there, and if you've ever spoken to the average Mexican Jew, the last thing that they want is noise. Now, I think that they're wrong, but in this case, it's not only the fault of Jewish leaders here, it's the fault of Mexican Jews themselves.
Okay, I just want you to know, I've been to Mexico.
If you're calling from 3 WMCA from Westchester County, use 237 WMCA, New Jersey, course 360 WMCA. Hello.
Hello, my name is Eric.
Yes.
And there's one point that brought up on TV, on radio, or anywhere. I went to an all-black school, right? I'm white. When you hear them talk, they think that them and the Arabs are the same race. Therefore, they think they have a brotherhood with the Arabs. They don't need the Jewish help anymore. Therefore, they have turned against. If any black ever teaches you black history, shows you all Egyptians are black. He doesn't teach you that Arabs are a mixed race or anything. Therefore, what Jackson has done, he has proven it.
You know, I think that it's only right in a sense of irony, an ironic sense, that Jackson is backing the blacks and the Arabs, and the Arabs are backing Jackson, since in such great measure the Arabs are so, they as these slave traders are responsible mostly for the fact that blacks were sold as slaves. That kind of a thing is not taught. That's also the incredible part of a willingness of people like Jackson, because of Arab money that is coming to him, and I'll challenge him on that. He is getting Arab money. He will overlook all of the horrors done to blacks by Arabs, because he doesn't care about blacks. Jesse Jackson cares about one person in this world, and that's Jesse Jackson.
Right. So you agree with me, sir?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you very much.
All right, I thank you.
843 WMCA, Mayor Kahana, and you are on WMCA. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Don, and I'm calling. Mr. Kahana seems to represent, obviously, the Jewish position that he's taken, and I'm raising a question as far as why we don't have people from Italy, from Germany, come over here and represent a position to the Italian and German people. It seems obvious that one group of people constantly seems to represent or try to influence the Jewish vote. And I'm not taking sides. I'm not taking the side of Jesse Jackson or anyone else. In fact, in the last, I remember Mayor Koch tried to influence President Carter on his position at the UN.
All right, if you're asking, sincerely seeking to learn something, I think maybe you've come to the right place. Mayor Kahana?
Yeah, well, you know, I can think of congressmen of Greek origin who attempted to influence U.S. policy on the Greek-Turkish issue. And I can see where black congressmen have you know, used their own particular paradigm on the question of Africa. And if anyone who is of any ethnic background would like, because of that background, and because he feels closer to that background, which is only natural, then that is an American way. I'm a U.S. citizen. A dual citizen, which under U.S. law is illegal. And you can be a dual citizen of any country. And the fact is that you know that Polish citizens of this country, or, you know, citizens of Polish origin, have certainly and rightly so used their influence to support a policy of get tough against the Polish government. That is the American way.
Well, it is in a sense. I guess I resent more the fact that the mayor of this city actually misrepresented himself as representing everyone when he was influencing President Carter about his UN position.
Well, I don't know. I think that if, a Jimmy Walker would have made some statement about Ireland, then I don't think you would have been so angry.
Let me say to you, what'd you say your name was?
Don.
Don. If you read His Honor's book, Mayor, you'll find that time and time again, the Jimmy Carter White House was trying to use the mayor to be Jimmy Carter's liaison with the Jewish community.
Yes.
They used him. He didn't use them.
I would agree to that. However, he was playing to the hilt, in fact, that he would deliver the Jewish vote.
I don't think he ever told Jimmy Carter anywhere that he was going to deliver the Jewish vote.
That was implied, and in fact, the synopsis of his book was written.
I think the Carter White House thought it was, but this is off the subject. But in all fairness, I think the Carter White House made a mistake. They just didn't know. What do you expect from them? Okay, thank you.
You, right.
I'm WMCA. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on with Mayor Kahana. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to ask Rabbi Kahana about these demonstrations at the front of the bank Rumi. What's his opinion of this?
I don't know what it's about. I got back just four or five days ago, so I don't know what these demonstrations are, frankly.
The bank Rumi, about the digging of the...
Yeah, he doesn't know, sir. I thank you. At WMCA, we're forging ahead here, trying to get in as many calls as we can for Rabbi Mayor Kahana. Hello, you're on the air, and back to the New York line.
Mr. Kahana.
Yes.
What have Jews done for blacks?
Have Jews done for blacks? If I had three hours, I might answer that. The fact is that there is this immense myth of a black-Jewish partnership. There never was a black-Jewish partnership. A partnership is when you give and I give. It was a one-way street, beginning with a Julius Rosenwald of Sears Roebuck, who gave millions of dollars to black colleges when a dollar was worth 100 pennies. And going on to the fact that every president of the NAACP until recently was a Jew. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you. Schwerner and Goodman marched in Mississippi and was shot for blacks. Now, Jews march for blacks in the South. I can't recall in all the demonstrations that I was at for Russian Jews, blacks marching for Russian Jews. In fact, I can't recall blacks marching for black Jews in Ethiopia. So there never was any partnership and alliance. That's all a myth made up by the Schindlers of this world, the liberals. And it's about time that we said it.
Okay. Thank you. Hello, Bob?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to speak to Mayor Kahana.
Go right ahead.
Yes, I would like to know if you're convinced that Mondale would make a statement that he won't have anything to do with Jesse Jackson because of Louis Farrakhan. Because if he gets nominated at the convention and then Jackson endorses him, he'll get a nice portion of the black vote, which means a lot to him, more than the Jewish vote.
Well, first of all, I think that Jewish money means more to him than almost anything else. That's a big, big chunk for him. I think that if Walter Mondale isn't man enough to come out against this black Ku Klux Klaner, then he's not the kind of person that you want to see president. If he's the kind of person who will sell an ideal, a principle, because of black votes, think what he's going to do in the case of Israel with Arab oil, or in the case of almost anything. I think he's a pretty weak wimp anyhow. Nevertheless, I think that we should give him this chance and make it quite clear to him that he has to choose now, and let him choose.
I see. Okay, thank you.
All right, I thank you, sir. On our New Jersey line, you're on WMCA. Hello.
Hello, Bob. My name is Helen.
Yes, Helen.
I want to ask the rabbi a few questions.
Right ahead.
One, rabbi, recall the time when you had an ad in the paper saying that you were going to pick a station WBAI. And the reason for that was that they had hired a black commentator who was busy spouting anti-Semitism. You wanted equal time, and the station refused to give it to you. And a group of us went to Manhattan from another borough. And someone said to you when you finally came out, because the station had called you in with Mrs. Raybaum, the attorney, why don't you beat him up? So you said, we Jewish people don't do that. We try to reason. Then another time, then another thing. Why don't you remind all the listeners that you and the member of the youth were very, very instrumental in having the Russians really release the Russian Jews from Russia? Not Rabbi Schindler, not the Anti-Defamation League, not the American Jewish Congress. They all got the credit and you can keep them out. Why?
Listen, I don't want credit. I just want the Russian Jews out. However, about that quote which you quoted, that I said, and we're talking there about Les Campbell, who had read on station WBAI a poem beginning, "Hey Jew Boy." I never ever made any comment that we Jews reason. We Jews reason with reasonable people.
Now, Rabbi.
And we break legs of unreasonable anti-Semites. Now, I mean, I can't put it more clearly than that. The only reason why we didn't get at Les Campbell was because I was arrested by the police. But really and truly, Les Campbell was... And by the way, Les Campbell with Albert Vann, and that's an important thing. You know, I think you've given me this great opening here.
Al Vann, head of the Jackson campaign in New York
State.
That's
right. Al Vann, state assemblyman. Al Vann, who may run for mayor in 85. Al Vann, anti-Semite, white hater. Al Vann, and nobody says a word about Al Vann. I remember Vann and Campbell. They were the two, I mean, open Jew haters. And here is Al Vann, now lionized by Time magazine. Alexander Schindler has nothing to say about Vann. Nobody has anything to say about Vann. Well, I do. I can't begin to understand this triple standard here.
Rabbi, can I say another thing, please? There is an entertainer by the name of Joey Bishop. He was given a spot against Jack Parr and I think Merv Griffin.
Are we going to get off the subject here?
Jack, suddenly he introduces Jesse Jackson, and Jesse Jackson has sent a telegram demanding that he fly him out to California where he was broadcasting from. And he got paid for all of this. Jesse Jackson is a demander.
Yeah, but I don't blame Jesse Jackson. I blame Joey Bishop.
What?
Let me tell you something. Jackson's right. There are a whole bunch of Jaimes out there. The fact of the matter is we have to stop being Jaimes. We have to stand up and punch this guy's headlights out. That, I don't blame Jackson for pushing. If I push you and you step back, it's guaranteed that I will push you again. When he pushes, when he demands, you stand up and you say no.
All right. Thank you very much. WMCA, hello. You're on the air.
I just wondered, Rabbi, I found that, you know, you can find anti-Semitism in so many millions and millions of places. Supposedly, there's the B'nai B'rith Anti-Defamation League here in New York, and calling them, really nothing is done about it. And I'm just wondering, you know, you go and you try to see things, and they say, well, you know, what can I say? And go do it yourself. That's you know, which is pretty impossible to some of these huge tasks. And I wonder how things can be changed.
Well, you can, of course, change it by joining the JDL. I mean, there is more than one letter difference between ADL and JDL. There's a world of difference.
Alright, thank you very much. Let's try to squeeze in one more call for Rabbi Kahana on WMCA. Hello.
Hello, Bob. This is Alice.
Yes, Alice.
Actually, I am not Jewish, but I am so glad that this rabbi sees things so wisely, especially where Jackson is concerned. I have already said to my friends who turn to me and say, well, I consider voting for Jackson for president because he's so intelligent. And I said, has it occurred to you that intelligence that is merely ruthless is a danger? This is the way I see it. I think our country is in jeopardy with this man.
I think you're absolutely right.
I love America. I think we're a wonderful country.
Alice, I appreciate your call. I thank you very much. Rabbi Kahana, you are going to be here ensconced in the United States for how long this time?
Only for another three and a half weeks because I have to get back to the campaign for the Knesset. And I really came here only because of Jackson. I feel that strongly about the threat to this entire country. He's growing. He's becoming big. He will get a power base, he and his henchmen. And the Rainbow Coalition, this insidious thing made up of... And by the way, Jackson is not an intelligent guy. He's shrewd. He's shrewd like a snake. He's not intelligent. He just breathes on the guilt and the fears of people. That's his strength. So I'll be here, and especially this climax on May 20th, this trip out to Chicago. And I really urge people, you don't have to be Jewish to dislike Jackson. I mean, you really don't. Just pick up that telephone at 934-1223. That's a better number, 934-1223, and say, I would like to come to Chicago and stand up for my country. And we'll be happy to have you.